Mr. Chairperson, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Government of Mauritius, let me first of all thank the Secretary General for convening on a note of extreme urgency this high-level meeting to address the acute food crisis affecting the lives of millions of people all around the globe. It's a warning that immediate action is now required by the international community. Lack of food security is a major cause of poverty and an obstacle to development which may lead to serious upheavals around the planet. Food security is a cause of global concern since the problem is now compounded by natural phenomena linked to climate change and catastrophes such as floods and droughts and economic factors relating to the rising cost of oil and diversion of food crops into biofuels, as well as an increased demand for food from emerging countries. The price of wheat, for example, has more than doubled within a period of 1 year. Many countries, which have seen an astronomical rise in their food bills, can no longer afford to buy the required basic food commodities for their population, and may face social unrest. This untenable situation cannot continue, and Mauritius is therefore calling the international community to address this problem without delay. Owing to its small size and absence of economies of scale, Mauritius is a net food importing country. It faces sharp increases in food prices and the risk of periodic scarcity for some essential commodities. Food production on the island is limited by land availability, a high density population and climatic factors. Mauritius, therefore, does not have the physical resources to increase substantially its food security level, particularly as the cane industry in Mauritius remains a major pillar of our economy and foreign currency earner. Traditionally, the import of basic food commodities has been a heavy burden on the balance of payment. On the other hand, Mauritius faces increasing threats from climate change and natural disasters. These threats, therefore, have adverse economic implications for economic sectors such as our tourism and agriculture. To address the food security issue, the Government of Mauritius has elaborated an action plan to reduce our dependence and food import. This plan promotes access to agricultural land, agribusiness, good agricultural practice, as well as fisheries development. Improvement of food quality and safety reduces dependency on import and encourages promotion of export and food security. Mauritius has also developed a seafood hub in order to maximize benefits from the fishing activities and landings of tuna fleet operating in the region. The Government of Mauritius has devised other policy measures to encourage artisan fishermen to fish off lagoon as for entrepreneurs to invest in the fisheries and aquaculture sector. Excellencies, furthermore, we'd like to emphasize that several initiatives are ongoing at the regional level to address the food security issue. Mauritius is envisaging to promote cross-border investments initiatives in the African region, and this will allow local entrepreneurs to invest in neighboring countries. Appropriate financing schemes would have to be worked out with the help of donor agencies and technical assistance from international organizations to fund private sector initiatives to invest in this region. These initiatives may assist Mauritius in its effort to ensure food supply in the long run. At the global level, climate change presents serious challenges to world food security. Its pervasive effect can be seen through altered rainfall patterns such as drought, floods, which may lead to loss of biodiversity and mass movement of people and animals. Even in the fishery sector, climate change has affected the productivity of fish as a result of increased water temperature and migration of fish species. In Mauritius, tuna catch has dropped in 2007 due to higher seawater temperatures and the movement of tuna outside the exclusive economic zone. Bioenergy has also been advocated as one of the strategies fight against the effects of climate change, but it also represents, as you know, a serious threat to the food security of the poorest nations around the world. All member countries should therefore try to strike the right balance in their approach to address the problem of climate change and their fight against poverty in order to ensure world food security. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.